This is Patricia Raskin Positive Living on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM, the program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Patricia Raskin Positive Living, the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions and how to make your dreams come true. You know, I really believe this, and I try to bring you each week the best of the best who really to help you live the kind of life you want. And today is no exception. I'm very honored to have a very special guest on today. For all of you out there, and there are millions of folks who are single, who are looking for the right person in their life. Whether you want to find a partner for the first time, second time, third time, fourth time, and whatever partner you're looking for in intimate relationship, this is the interview for you, because our guest can really show you how you can call in the one. My guest is Catherine Woodward Thomas. She's a Los Angeles-based licensed psychotherapist and author. She's been facilitating seminars for more than a decade. And her book, which I'm holding up in the webcam, is called Calling in the One, 7 Weeks to Attract the Love of Your Life, which is based on her 7-week program using the Law of Attraction. And for those of you who have read the book, The Secret, and know all about The Secret, this is based on the same principles. Welcome, Catherine.
Oh, it's so lovely to be here with you, Patricia. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, so many people really, I mean, there are millions of folks who really want to call in the one. I'm a single person, and there are millions of single folks. And really, you talk about clearing away the obstacles that have been holding you back from love and discovering the ancient law of attraction and starting to create your best life to bring in your perfect partner. So what are the main elements here of calling in the one? I mean, you're saying you can do it in 7 weeks. There are people who have been single for years who haven't met the person they want to meet.
Oh, that's great. Well, I mean, I completely understand that, because that was my story too. And calling in the one is based on my own experience of being certainly discouraged after years of trying to find the right partner. And I myself had a pattern of attracting in men who were unavailable. So kind of every size, shape, and package that unavailability could come in somehow found their way to my doorstep, and sent married men and engaged men and alcoholic men and commitment phobic men, all of that. And I couldn't understand how that was happening to me, because I felt so ready for love. And I had been wanting to create a family for many years. And so it wasn't until I was in my early 40s that I really started to understand some of the principles that ended up becoming the Calling in the One program. Mm-hmm. And I was actually a member of a small little support group where we were really gathering each week to set intentions and to start to support each other in the fulfillment of those intentions. And most of them were organized around work intentions or financial intentions. But I had just gone through another bottom where I was dating a man for about 6 months who was a widower. So I thought, okay, well, there's no other woman in the picture, so maybe I got it right this time. And then he told me that it was his transitional relationship, that, mm-hmm. you know, he really wasn't available. And so that was like a bottom for me. Mm-hmm. And I was 41 at the time, but I went back to some friends in this group, and I said, okay, I'm just going to set an outrageous intention to be engaged by my 42nd birthday. And mm-hmm. that was 8 months out. I had no prospects for a husband, and I started to, I recognized at that point, because I'd been trying so hard to look for love outside of myself, that I really had to look at myself and discover how I was actually the through line in this pattern.
And you hadn't even had the course yet.
There was no such thing as the course. But you know, I think we all have an internal kind of GPS that when we're ready to actually see the truth and to take responsibility for ourselves as the source of our experience. Mm-hmm. And if we just sit with that, you know, and every day I was sitting at the beginning of the day in silence and meditation and contemplation, and I would just ask the universe, what do I need to see about myself?
And what was it, Catherine? Because there are many people that draw in unavailable people. What was it? What did you discover?
Well, one of the things that I found, I mean, I found a lot of things over the journey. I looked at the ways that I was still victimized by old relationships and holding resentments, which meant basically that I hadn't evolved myself beyond kind of my own issues that would allow that kind of problem to happen in the first place. So in other words, if I was always drawn to narcissistic people, which was one of my patterns too, is that I had to look at how I myself would self-abandon chronically and have my first attention on another person and almost train them to be narcissistic inside of, you know, not really valuing myself or not really thinking that I was lovable at a very core level. So, you know, obviously we kind of know at this point to really name our core beliefs. But I didn't really realize to the extent that I was acting out the old patterns from my childhood. One of the pivotal things that I saw was that I had been disappointed, like so many of us, when I was very young in my relationship with my father, and I had felt pretty traumatized and hurt and all of that. And so what I had been doing is that on some level I had made an agreement to myself that I was never really going to make myself vulnerable like that again. Mm. And I was never really going to be hurt. So I had been substituting a lot of drama. I felt like a lot of different drama, and maybe this time and maybe that time. It always looked like it was outside of myself. But when I really stopped to look very clearly and wanted to see the truth and wanted to see the ways that I myself needed to grow myself healthier, in order to be ready to navigate a really loving relationship of depth and integrity, that I just saw that I had been avoiding ever being that vulnerable again.
Wow.
And once I made it conscious as an adult, I could have a dialogue with myself and say, Catherine, really, I mean, at this point you have like a PhD in disappointment. You don't have to be going to such lengths to avoid disappointment again. Is it worth love?
And so many people are going through this. And so, folks, if you're resonating, if you're hearing what Catherine's saying and saying, wow, you know, that was me. I didn't want to be vulnerable again, and so I've been hurt. And so, Catherine, what you're saying is through your own experience, you then developed this course, which is taken by thousands of people all around the world in many countries. It's done online. It's called Calling in the One, where we look at, right, you look at the patterns of behavior that you have and how you can begin to really love yourself so that you don't want to abandon yourself anymore and you really want to find the right relationship. And you did find the right relationship, didn't you?
I did. I mean, and it was really almost like pulling a rabbit out of a hat, the way that it happened. There was so much synchronicity and magic in it. I had dated a man about 6 years before that who I'd not seen in all that time or heard from. And I had just assumed he had moved on, but he was always for me the one that got away. And as I was meditating, I started to get this idea I should call him. I did not do it. I was just too shy to do it. A few weeks into the process, I went to a church service I'd been going to for many years and had never seen him at this church before. And lo and behold, I look up and one Sunday, and there he is across the parking lot. And again, believe it or not, I had another shy attack. So I didn't go say hello, and by the time I gathered my courage, he had left. And about 2 weeks after that, though, a friend of mine who was from this original group, was really holding the high watch for me and standing with me and supporting me in this journey. And by the way, my focus was not on finding the one as much as becoming the woman I would need to be in order to have that happen.
Yes.
That was really an important part of the process. It's not running out to find love, but going within to discover and release all the obstacles I had against it and to become magnetic to that love finding me. And it was just a faith walk, you know, but she convinced me to get on the internet. This was about 12 years ago Nobody was online back then. It was such an outrageous thing to do. I was kind of horrified at the thought. Nobody even had their pictures up back then. But I was very coachable. I did what she said. I went onto a site. It had 250,000 people on it. And I ended up choosing one person completely anonymously. And when he wrote me back the next day, I saw that it was the man that I had dated 6 years earlier that I'd just seen at the church service.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? And then we went out later that
amazing.
Week, and
talk,
I just knew, and we were engaged.
Talk about calling in the one, Catherine, literally.
Really.
It was
and,
amazing.
But you know what? I'm so happy to say, you know, after I produced that miracle for myself, I went and I said, okay, what did I just do? And I started to write out the process.
And that's how you created the course.
And that's how the course was created. Okay. And I am happy to tell you that it works for other people.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm giving you the number, folks, 438-9776, 800-321-9776. Do you want to call in the love of your life? If you do, and you can answer yes, and you'd like to call in at 438-9776. If you don't want to use your name, use a different name, or if you want to ask Mike Fisk, our engineer, your question, he can ask it to me. That's fine, but we'd love to hear from you. Our guest is Catherine Woodward Thomas. Her book is Calling in the One, 7 Weeks to Attract the Love of Your Life, based on her own experience, which is always the best, because then we know it works because we've done it. Folks, you're listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living. So happy that I'm here and being able to bring you this incredible work. All right, you're listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We're on the web at 630WPRO.com. We'll be right back with Catherine. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living right here on News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM, and we're on the web at 630WPRO.com. My guest is Catherine Woodward Thomas. Her book is Calling in the One, 7 Weeks to Attract the Love of Your Life. Now, this was written from Catherine's own experience of calling in the One. She was single until she was in her 40s. She went through a lot of processes. She actually did this process on her own. It worked. And she created this course, which is helping thousands of people all around the world. Welcome back, Catherine.
Thank you.
All right. And if you have any questions or you know, you want to call in the One, but it's not working, or you're seeing the wrong people, or you're just not sure, or you feel stuck in some way, call us right now at 438-9776 or 800-321-9776. You can also write, and Catherine, let's give folks that information.
Well, anyone can write to me at Catherine@callinginthe1.com.
Okay.
And that's my email address. And
all right.
K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
All right.
But we also have a wonderful free online class that we offer where we really take you through the steps of the Calling in the One process.
Okay.
And that can be accessed at callinginthe1.net.
Okay. callinginthe1.net. Now, let's tell folks about this 7-week course. It's online.
Mm-hmm.
You call in, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so tell us about the course.
Well, the course is an amazing experience, and as you mentioned, we have thousands of students all over the world, so there's generally people from all over the world who are coming together to kind of create a collective field together of shared intentions, and one of the reasons we do it that way is because we discovered, you know, I was talking about my own group that I had of people who were really standing with me to cause this breakthrough. I know so many of us have been working on our issues for so many years and just feels like an uphill battle and the same patterns keep showing up. So we're talking about you being able to create an unprecedented experience of love and maybe even unpredictable based upon your past. And so that kind of energy is very often fostered in a collective field where you feel that people are rooting for you, they're really standing with you, they're witnessing your process. There's been a study that was done that we love to quote, and I say we because I have a wonderful teaching partner, Claire Zammit, and we've been really refining the process for the last few years. But there was a study done that was really designed to see if intention, setting an intention, actually produces outcome, if it even impacts outcome. And they found that, yes, indeed, it does. They were using a random numbers machine. Someone just intending a particular number, and it was popping up. But what they discovered that they weren't even looking for at the beginning of the study is that when bonded groups of people would come together and intend something together, it was six times more likely to happen. So when we really figured that out, we said, well, we really want to get people together. And so we have a whole online community. The course itself is delivered on the phone or on the webcast, but we developed this whole online community so people can actually be doing the course with other people and share their experience and their growth journey.
Now, I just want to tell people, Catherine, about the weeks and what they are.
Sure. Well, the first week is all about really preparing ourselves for love. And it's starting to really feel, it's starting to get familiar with the calling in the one process, this idea of seeing ourselves as source, for instance, which at first is a very difficult thing for us because we just feel like it's happening to us. And to discover the ways that it's happening through us is not as evident to us. We really have to look. So in the process of preparing for love, we're really kind of shifting our mind space, and we're recognizing why preparing to receive love is a lot more powerful than running out to try and find it. And we talk about the difference between a spiritual partnership and kind of a traditional perspective on marriage. And a lot of us are really wanting to evolve relationships forward and having you know, a really different experience than the one that we saw modeled for us. So we start to get clear on that vision.
Right. And let me just, because of time, I just want to say some of the other ones here.
Yeah.
In another part, in your second week, you talk about letting go of the past and how important that is, that we must let go of the past, and then healing the core wounds, and that's in another week.
That's week three.
Right? And week four is visioning and setting your course and clarifying what your purpose is. And week five is really understanding yourself and loving yourself. And I think that's so powerful. And then in week six and seven, it's very much working on you and opening yourself up, correct?
Well, six and seven is about creating high magic. It's being able to create from the future as opposed to from the past. You know, a lot of us feel like we keep like finding a repackaged version of the worst parts of our parents and our, you know, love relationships. And so it's really designing life from the future that you're committed to creating and identifying with that future and becoming the woman or the man that you would need to be being in order to fulfill on that future. And that's where the real magic of the process comes in, and you start experiencing all that kind of synchronicity that I was able to share with you just now in my story.
But as you said, but one of the main things you have to do first, it's like, you know, cleaning out the old. You have to, you know, cleaning out the old drawers. You have to clean out the wounds of the past.
You have to, because there's a sense. See, the thing about it is that we have such identification with our stories. And we make decisions about what's possible for us. And so a lot of us are discouraged because we're really walking around with no real possibility. We believe that love is possible for other people, but not for ourselves.
I've heard that a lot from friends of mine, you know. And as you know, I'm too old, or it's not out there.
There are no men
out there. There are no women out there. I mean, I hear this.
Absolutely. And one of the, you know, delicious things about calling in the one is it actually works for everyone. You know, one of the first groups I ever did was 12 women, and the oldest woman in the class was in her mid-60s, and she was the one that used the process and was the first one to find love.
That's
the course.
Great.
But we've had, we have just beautiful stories of people with physical disabilities who had just decided that, you know, they were never going to live a quote-unquote normal life or have a quote-unquote normal relationship because they were, you know, somehow disabled. Or we had one woman in our course who was 150 pounds overweight, and of course, you know, she just thought she'd never find love, and or she would have to lose the weight before she did. And she's coming up now on her fifth wedding anniversary, and she's happily married. The other woman I was just mentioning who had a physical disability, it was very severe.
So it can happen.
It can happen.
All right, listen, we only have like 2 minutes left, and I want people to know more about the course. So if anyone's interested in calling in the one course, you can go online for the free, right, there's one audio, and then if they want to sign up, they can sign up from that.
Yes, because we're going to be able to send them information on the course, and they can see exactly what it is and how it works and what we're offering.
Right,
so we love sharing the free class, because whether or not you come into the course, you're going to learn so much from this free seminar.
So it's callinginthe1.net.
Yeah.
Callinginthe1.net, and they can write to you, CatherineCallinginThe1.com.
Absolutely.
And my guest has been Catherine Woodward Thomas. Her book is Calling in the One, 7 Weeks to Attract the Love of Your Life, based on her own process, which has worked. She's helping thousands of people all around the world, men and women, both, right?
Absolutely.
Both.
We love the men in the class, too.
Catherine, thank you. I would love to have you come back on the program again.
I would love to, Patricia. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And, folks, even though you didn't call in, I know you've been listening. So, again, write Catherine at callinginthe1.com or take the free seminar, callinginthe1.net. And I highly suggest the 7-week course. It's online, easy to do. You meet people from everywhere. And, folks, write to me if you have any questions, and I'll forward this to Catherine, Patricia at patriciaraskin.com.
Thank you.